Hello, my friends. My name is Terry Petrovic, and welcome to the Terry Petrovic Show on the Home Business Radio Network. This is Positive Powered Radio. I have a question for you today, my friend. What's your vision for where you want to be 5 years from today? You know, last night my wife and I were sitting down and we watched the movie, The Peaceful Warrior. There's actually a phenomenal book. It's a great movie. It really makes you think about your journey, where you are in your life, and most importantly, where you want to go and how much of that journey will you enjoy? Will there be tough times? Will you enjoy those challenges in your journey? Now, I'm not just talking about your home-based business. I'm talking about your life. Here's what I know. See if this makes sense to you. Clarity creates focus. The clearer your vision, your mental picture, if you will, for what you want to create, the clearer your focus and your daily activities will become. You know, some of this goes into what is your self-identity? How do you see yourself? Do you have a written identity statement? Who is that person that you really want to become? What is their philosophy as opposed to what is your current philosophy? Interesting, isn't it? Have you ever really thought about what is your philosophy? There's another great book that I absolutely love. By Jeff Olson, called The Slight Edge. It's about creating a philosophy that really will create better things in your life. Not just your business, but your life, relationships, finances. It's who you are. It's who you want to become. Now, understand that maintaining a consistent focus is vital towards achieving ultimate success, whatever you define that to be, whatever you want that success to be, and understanding that focus is a key factor in sustaining that level of success and achievement. I don't care whether we're talking about losing 10 pounds, making another $10,000 a year or a month. You have to be consistent. You have to have a daily focus. And a lot of these things are easy to do, and a lot of these things are easy not to do. It's kind of what Jim Rohn says, easy to do, easy not to do. What I want you to understand is you have been given a gift called imagination. My question for you is, are you using it to your full advantage, or are you living your life and conducting your business with somebody else's imagination, what they want you to do, what their agenda is? You know, I've heard before that every day you get hit with anywhere between 2,500 and 3,000 marketing messages. That's somebody else's imagination trying to influence you. And what I want you to understand is that you have the ability to imagine and create whatever future you want it to be. The absolute key is, your daily focus and your daily actions to create that self, that quality of life for yourself, that body that you want for yourself, that income that you want for yourself, those relationships that you want for yourself. And when you allow your imagination to picture the future as you want it to be, you begin to have clarity and purpose in that moment, in your future. Understand that your vision is the cornerstone of your success. It will be built on your philosophy. Those little daily action steps, those little choices that you make every single day. And the real value, I think, in creating a powerful vision is that it puts the why behind everything that you do. And I think you're going to discover when you do this is that, and you have a meaningful vision statement, it's going to be much more than just a list of things that you want in the future. It becomes the fabric of life. It becomes who you are. It becomes how you act and how you react. I believe that when you really do the work here and you have a meaningful and compelling vision statement, it actually is going to propel you because you have a very, very clear picture in your mind of what you want. It's going to stir emotion. You need to create a vision that has sights, sounds, and colors. When you really have a very clear picture of what you want and who you want to become, the law of attraction really kicks in. And you've probably heard or even watched the movie The Secret. And there's been a lot of buzz both online and offline about the law of attraction. Well, it's about showing up just a little bit differently. It's about knowing where you want to go. Does that make sense? You know, see, a lot of times we hear this information, myself included. I hear this, but I don't really ever act on it. Or I don't act on it as often as I want or as consistently as I need to. So what I want you to do today is I want you to create a clear, compelling vision for yourself. And there's basically four steps. It's pretty easy to do. Even if you're driving, you can remember these steps. The first thing is pick a date 5 years in the future is what I really recommend. And, you know, think about your age, the age of your family and friends, everybody that's important to you that you want in your life. And then step two is really relate those facts to exactly what your life should look like 5 years from today. It is whatever you want it to be. And this is not about your current reality. It's about creating that ideal life that you dream about, that you would love to have. And then step three, well, step one is pick a date. I'd recommend 5 years from today. Step two is write down the facts. Step three is write those facts down in a movie script. Write down exactly what you want your life to be. And make it about one page. Include all the senses if you can. You know, how things are going to look and how it's going to smell and what you're going to see and how you're going to feel. Everything so that when you close your eyes and you picture that vision statement, you are in that moment. You are in that place. Now, this is not an easy thing to do necessarily. I mean, the third step is really writing that movie script. And I actually did mine, and mine was like 7 pages. Well, what I've learned since then is that it's much more effective if you just make it one page. But here's the reality, and this is good news, is your mind might go wild and dream of all kinds of new possibilities for yourself. That's a beautiful thing because you'll show up a little bit differently. And step number four is once you have this vision statement written, one page or 2 pages, is I want you to read it often, at least twice a day, once in the morning when you first get up, and then at night, right before you go to bed. You know, the tendency that most people have is that at night before they go to bed, they watch TV. And it's okay to unplug, but the last thing in your mind is not that drama that's on the boob tube, but the last thing in your mind before you close your eyes, it should be the lifestyle and the life that you really want to create for yourself. Doesn't that make so much more sense? And don't be lazy and not do this. How do I know this? How do I know that you'll probably do this? Because I know I've done this. You know, it's easy to do. It's easy not to do. And maybe what you need to do is you need to put your vision statement right next to your toothbrush. So when you brush your teeth in the morning, you read it. Brush your teeth at night, you read it. Whatever works best for you, do it. And what I've found over the years, and I've actually taught vision workshops that last a half a day, is the more often I share my vision with people, not just in writing, but I read it to them, the more real it becomes for me and the more lives I get to touch. Just imagine for a second you and your business, and you got your team members to create a new vision for themselves, one that kept them focused because there was clarity on who they wanted to be and what they needed to do to create a new quality of life for themselves. Remembering it's not about their current reality, but remembering it's about the dreams that they have, the person that they want to become. And understand that basically everybody, absolutely everybody, has two choices when it comes to designing your life. Option number one is to design it for yourself. Option number two is to let life happen and let other people create it for you. Now, I know you're listening to the Home-Based Business Radio Network, and I know you're all about positive, being positive and being on purpose. And I know you're all about influencing other people and having an impact on people. So that's what I want you to do, is I want you to be the example for other people to have. And understand that as your vision statement grows, you will grow. Or maybe the better way to say that, as you begin to grow, your vision statement will grow. You know, I've been working with mine for, gosh, probably over 10 years. I first started getting into creating a vision when I read the book, the first edition, called Mach 2 with Your Hair on Fire by Richard Brook. Richard is the founder and CEO of OxyFresh, which is a network marketing company that markets dental products. I don't care anything about that, but Richard has got some phenomenal materials that will help you create a better vision for yourself. Get that book too, Mach 2 with Your Hair on Fire. You can get it off of Amazon or almost any bookstore. It's a phenomenal, phenomenal book to create a better quality of life for yourself. Understand that when you have a strong vision, you're going to have more energy. You're going to have more focus. You're going to have more consistency in your life. So as we go through this holiday season, you know, November's almost over. December's here. Christmas will be here. And then, boom, we'll be in the new year. Well, I don't want you to be one of those people that waits till January 1st to create a new resolution. I want you to live that today. You know, that's what the Home-Based Business Radio Network is all about. It's about helping people be better today and every day in every way. It's about creating more for yourself. It's about creating a vision that is like a magnet that will actually create the people, the circumstances into your life so that you can live the quality of life that you want. And understand this, and I really believe this is true, is that when you have a clear vision, you will recognize opportunity when it presents itself because it's going to fit your vision. For what you've designed. And you know what? There's lots of opportunities that come across our plates every single day in our computers and on Facebook. People are always presenting things to you. I know they are me. And it's like, no, I'm not interested in that. I have a vision. I know where I'm going. I know who I want to become. But what we have to do, my friend, is we have to look at what we are becoming. We have to look at what we are doing. And also remember that, you know, life is not about perfection. It's about progress. So learn to ask yourself better questions. I think you'll find better answers when you do that. And learn to enjoy the journey. It's called life. Have fun. Make a difference. Share it with other people. My name is Terry Petrovic. Remember this. You have a choice. Make it a better than terrific day and a prosperous one, my friend, because you absolutely deserve it. Connect with me on my blog, Terry, T-E-R-R-Y, Petrovic, P-E-T-R-O-V-I-C-K.com. Until next time, take care. Bye-bye for now.